Welcome to our podcast. Today we are going to talk about music, and to be more precise, about how music connects people. My name is Gregory.
And I'm Lucas.
So, Lucas, we know that everything is connected in this world somehow. Today we would like to focus on music. Right, so there was a very interesting study from a Michigan university that you've mentioned to me before we started recording this podcast. Do you mind to elaborate on it and repeat it also for me and for the listeners?
Sure, I'd like to give a broad outline. So the study the Michigan university conducted was they took a group of singers or groups of singers and they measured their levels of oxytocin in the bloodstream when they were singing and dancing together. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the broad outline of the study.
Do you mind to explain what oxytocin means to our listeners and to me as well?
Sure. So yeah, oxytocin is considered as the love or trust hormone, also in nursing children from an early age. But in terms of the study, it's often related to being related to the social bonding aspect. It furthers social bonding, it reduces social anxiety, it relieves people of stress, it directly combats the cortisol levels, which is the stress hormone.
So it's quite an important thing, I'd say. There's an interesting, there's also something I found on the internet regarding this topic.
Tell me all about it.
There is a website called National Library of Medicine, which is an official website of the United States government. And there was a study conducted which was called Effects of Music Listening on Cortisol Levels and Propofol Consumption During Spinal Anesthesia. And long story short, because I'm not going to get into it in detail, so the conclusion of this study is that the data shows that listening to music during surgery under regional anesthesia has effects on cortisol levels, and what it means is that it reduces sedative requirements to reach light sedation. So in a way, music can act as a drug replacement in a way.
Yeah, there seems to be something inherently in nature of the human being that equips us with the tool of listening and understanding music in a very deep kind of way. This goes back since ancient times to the philosopher Plato. He wrote in the Republic, and I quote, "Because more than anything else, rhythm and harmony find their way into the inmost soul and take strongest hold upon it." So this.
How do you understand this quote, first of all?
So the way I interpret this is that music kind of transcends rational thought. It's something that goes well to the soul. You know, it's not really just related to the brain or just specific parts of the human body, but it relates to the human as a whole, and the human being is able to understand it.
Like we as humans, we process music like through a whole different dimension compared to stuff like audiobooks and something like this. So there's a specific relationship that a human being has when it comes to music.
Yeah, I think so as well. I mean, it's fascinating, right? This is written around 400 BC, and the studies that are conducted right now are so much more time later.
They're kind of proving his point, even though he didn't have access to all those data sets and...
Yeah. There seems to be this pattern of recognition of how special music is, right? How magic it almost is since the ancient times. And, they didn't have any medical tools like we have whatsoever. They didn't conduct these highly specialized medical studies on how oxytocin is released into the bloodstream, and they just didn't have the tools for it, but still recognize the pattern, which I think says a lot.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I agree with you completely on this one. Well, we know with different genres are equal different emotions. So it's also important to mention that all music genres are somehow connected between each other. So there seems this connection, inside of connection, like almost like inception kind of thing, you know. Mm. So music connects us, but music itself is connected. So yeah, it's definitely. Yeah, I think
they
it's
have different genres emerging out of different genres. Then in our time now, you have all these subgenres that became a thing because all these genres became intertwined and interconnected. You have jazz metal now, and
the wildest
genres imaginable.
Yeah.
And
yeah, jazz metal is quite a peculiar genre of music, that's for sure. All right, well, I think this is going to be it for today. Thank you everyone who decided to listen to us talk about music and how it connects us. Have a lovely day. Thank you so much.
Goodbye, guys. Have a good one.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.